Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Home Edit, Home Beautiful's daily podcast full of decorating and style tips. I'm Fiona Michelin, the style editor of Home Beautiful.
And I'm Katrina O'Brien, Home Beautiful's managing editor. Hello everyone and welcome back. As you might know, we love a bathroom renovation at Home Beautiful and it's usually one of the first rooms to be renovated in a home. But they can be incredibly expensive, come here, Fiona. I really don't think you'd get too much change out of $15,000 to $20,000 for a bathroom renovation. But we're here to tell you that a full-blown renovation is not necessary for bathroom bliss. Let us introduce you to the no renovation bathroom makeover.
Yes, indeed. And today we have some really easy style hacks that can really make a huge difference in the bathroom, whether it's your family bathroom, your powder room, or your ensuite.
What's the easiest thing to do to snazzy up a bathroom, Fiona?
All right. First thing, number one would be greenery. Plants just add so much freshness and life to a space, and especially if you've got a really white bathroom, it just adds some really nice colour and texture, and it's just always lovely.
It's lovely, isn't it? It's a real trend at the moment, and we're seeing so many homes with greenery throughout the bathroom, and I absolutely love it. I don't think the trend's actually going away at all. Any particular plants, Fiona?
Me personally, I have a devil's ivy in my bathroom. It's those ones that just grow on a long strand and it's absolutely loving the bathroom. No light and no water.
Fantastic. That's rare.
It's absolutely happy. And it just looks so beautiful draping down from the shelf. Succulents are also really good too in their little pots.
Oh, they're gorgeous. And they're actually movable and you can move them around when you need them, to. I probably won't be doing this one because my plants aren't very successfully thriving anywhere, but we'll give it a go. Another tip is to add accessories that you'd usually see in your living room because bathrooms, let's face it, are really becoming an extension of the living room. So it's the one that I love, and we do see it a lot of, it's a timber stool right near the bath. That really says pure luxury and it's very five star. I reckon Mark Tuckey obviously has the best, probably one of the best for that ultimate Bali meets Byron look. Just add a book, a glass of Chardonnay and a candle and you're away.
Yes, absolute luxury. And then if you want to go a little bit more, you could definitely look at repainting the ceiling or the walls above your tiles, and that would just give the room such an instant lift.
We've actually just done that recently.
Have you?
And it's made all the difference. Oh,
did you go for a fresh white?
Yeah,
absolutely. Can't go wrong. And also if your tiles are looking a little tired, a great way to freshen them up is by regrouting them. So there's some really special cleaners you can get on the market to freshen those up, or there's actually product you can apply to regrout them essentially. And it just makes such a huge difference to the look of your tiles. Also, floating shelves are one I would really recommend having a look at. It brings that decorating element into the space if you don't have that ability to display items already. Bathrooms can tend to look a little clinical, can't they? They don't really have a lot of space to decorate.
And especially if you haven't got like a recess in the bathtub or anything like that where you can put those extra little personal elements in there, I think the floating shelves are
just
great.
Just got to pop a couple of vases or a candle or a pop of greenery is
nice. Lovely. Another option is to update the fixtures and taps. And this can be really cheap and effective way to make over a bathroom, and you don't have to go all out. Bunnings is a great selection, as does IKEA. Schott's Home Emporium is a great place to look too. And you don't necessarily need a plumber. Unless you live in my house, we need a plumber.
You're feeling confident.
So if you're a bit handier than our household, which is not too hard, check out those YouTube videos and start switching up the vanity, bath and shower taps and towel rack if they're looking a bit drab. This is a really simple way to add a bit of pizzazz, and make sure they're all from the same range for that consistency.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't have some brass, some chrome. Make sure you all get the same, and it'll just add some beautiful consistency. And you can get such beautiful shower heads and taps on the market, and what a difference that'll make to your whole bathroom.
Absolutely. We've got some new taps and fixtures, and it's done a world of difference. Any other really quick ones, Fiona?
New towels, for sure. New towels absolutely add freshness. I do love a good towel with a tassel at the moment. They just feel extra special, and you see them in all the magazines, especially Home Beautiful. And if your floor tiles are a bit tired, a bath mat is also fabulous. It's basically art for your floor in there.
Art for your floor.
Exactly. Brands like Sheridan, Adairs, Meyer, David Jones, they all have really good options as well. And no little tassel on the end never hurt anybody.
That's lovely. And a bit more sort of like extension is sort of those pendant lights.
Absolutely. You could add some pendant lights. And what a whole different feel that creates to the room. And it's just, again, another decorating element. You might need to bring in an electrician for this one. Probably not a DIY.
Yep.
But it's not really a big expense when you consider the wow factor that that will bring to the space.
Because it's really about, for the bathroom, creating a sanctuary and creating a space that's just for you. No kids, no dogs, no one. And it's not a full renovation. So you can make a really big difference with just a few changes.
Yes.
And voila. And voila.
Voila. Voila. And voila.
Voila. An instant no renovation bathroom makeover. Thanks, Fiona. All those great tips. And thanks for everyone for listening.
Thanks, everybody. And please, for a big favour, rate, review and subscribe to the Daily Edit podcast. Until next time, we'll see you then.
See you later.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.